Welcome to my podcast, Patient First. I'm Dr. Naveen Somaya. I'm an Australian registered specialist plastic surgeon with 17 years of surgical experience. As the scientific convener of the Non-Surgical Symposium and a former president of the Australasian Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons, my goal is to help patients navigate the complex world of both surgical and non-surgical aesthetics, but by understanding what is evidence and what is not. This, I hope, is going to help them realize their aesthetic goals safely and in a manner consistent with good clinical practice. This podcast is an extension of that legacy. My aim is to empower you to make the most educated decisions about your choices concerning your face and body aesthetics and your safety. Each episode, I will be bringing to you cutting-edge science and exploring surgical procedures in a modern, evidence-based approach to aesthetics. Plus, I will be inviting some esteemed guests in my podcast in the future to offer new perspectives. Tune in each week as together we explore the next frontier of surgical and non-surgical aesthetics. In the realm of plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery, the word or the title surgeon is your interface between your professional world and the community and the broader world outside. So patients and consumers who see the word surgeon take a meaning that this surgeon is meant to be a specialist who has been appropriately trained, appropriately qualified. So this word has an intended meaning. Unfortunately, this was a loophole that was being exploited by people with no more than a basic medical degree who self-titled themselves using the title surgeon. Now rely on the word surgeon by practitioners that it means something. It means appropriate training. It means appropriate registration status. It means a commitment to continuing ongoing learning throughout the career of that particular surgical specialist. This has to be good for patient safety. Naturally, if you're a listener, you'll be wondering, where can I go and verify is my specialist a surgeon? The most authoritative website that you can check your surgeon's credentials is the National Regulator APRA website, ahpra.gov.au. This is a place where you could type in your surgeon's name and then see if the surgeon is a registered medical specialist, number one, tick. Does the surgeon have specialist registration? Tick. Is the specialist registration in surgery? And what is the specialty area of practice? If the credentials of that particular person and the qualifications are appropriate and how to find them. The first place is to check with the national regulator, APRA website, ahpra.gov.au. You can find out if your practitioner is a registered specialist surgeon or not. If the registered specialist surgeon has got specialty expertise in the area of plastic surgery or not. You can then ask your GP for recommendation. Your GP is usually a good person to tell you because they would have seen the plastic surgeon's work over the years and said, and they give you a recommendation which is basically in your best interest. You can also look up websites like ASAPS, ASAPS, which is the Australasian Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons, and ASPS, which is Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons, for a credentialed plastic surgeon who is a member of these societies to get some details and areas of expertise. You could also look up third-party review sites like Google and realself.com, where patients who have had experience with these surgeons do post reviews and explain their experience. And that usually helps you with the data set that you need to make a reasonably good decision. Once you have shortlisted one, I strongly recommend you shortlist two more, either a second consultation or a second and a third consultation, because then you have experienced consultative process through surgeon one, you go through surgeon two and surgeon three. Yes, I acknowledge that this costs time and money, but it at the same time, it offers you a perspective from a surgeon who you may or may not like. You may or may not connect with the practice staff. You may feel that your time was not respected. You may feel that you were not listened to. You were not cared for. You seem to be dealing with people who are already in a rush. In some practices, you might encounter sales processes that are quite pushy. in some you may not. So whether you are comfortable with the infrastructure around surgeon one or surgeon two or surgeon three, that will help you make the decision of whom to pick. Ultimately, go with your gut, because you also have to feel that you will be looked after, you will be cared for, having access to information, support before, during, and after the operation as well. When I was a president, we helped to create more content offerings, more teaching programs to engage the membership so that we could upskill our membership to the current global best practice. All our events, we have invited speakers from overseas who come, who lecture, share their tips, knowledge, and techniques, and that ultimately becomes a great learning experience. Currently, I'm the chairman of the Non-Surgical Symposium, which is Australia's largest meeting on cosmetic procedures with a rich legacy of over 12 years. This meeting is about empowering practitioners in a manner that is evidence-based and patient-friendly, and putting the patient front and center in every single aspect of what they do. So these are treatment of cosmetic nature, such as botulinum toxin, dermal fillers, energy devices, lasers, skincare, advanced skincare, and anything new in the horizon. We've been privileged to be popular, and we also have the privilege of having a scientific advisory team that represents every single healthcare professional involved in this industry to give us feedback so that we not only keep the content relevant, current, ethical, and evidence-based. At this point, I'd like to share with my listeners, what is the pathway to becoming a specialist surgeon in Australia? Now, once you finish your undergraduate medical degree and graduate with an MBBS, you can then decide to go to any specialist pathway. For those who want to become a surgeon, they have to undertake additional surgical training in clinical jobs and work towards a surgical qualification. The entry into a AMC accredited surgical training program in any specialty like plastic surgery is delivered by the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. So if you want to be a specialist plastic surgeon, you have to get entry into a training program in plastic surgery. And the reason I tell you my training pathway is to highlight the long, rigorous training program and the training duration required by a specialist plastic surgeon to become a registered specialist in plastic surgery. So if you're looking for a registered specialist in plastic surgery, you can be assured that this particular individual has undergone very high level of intense training to ensure that he or she can provide you the best in class of plastic surgery that is not just ethical, but also evidence-based. Plastic surgery and the term cosmetic surgery are used interchangeably, implying that they're one and the same. So let me just backtrack a little bit. Plastic surgical skills used to restore normal is called reconstructive plastic surgery. When I say restore normal, it is something that was normal but has been taken away either by an accident, cancer, or a birth defect. In that case, you use surgical skills or plastic surgical skills to restore what is normal and help the patient. Cosmetic surgery is invasive surgery, and cosmetic surgery is an invasive medical procedure with real risks. So when we see patients portrayed on media and social media, people who are in the public eye, who've had either major surgery or major transformational surgery, like a total face and body makeover, all we see is two snapshots of their journey. It is a bit like trying to review a movie by watching two stills of the movie. What is missing is the preoperative preparation. What is missing is the postoperative pain, the postoperative pathway, the recovery phase, the discomfort that came with it. Were there any complications? Was this operation done once, done twice, done three times? Was there a revision? Has the photos been touched up or made up? These are all things to consider, because depending on how much of surgery you perform on a body, your body still sees surgery as a controlled injury to its very existence. So it will respond in a physiological manner as it has done for thousands and thousands of years. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Patient First. I hope you found this podcast useful. Remember, I'm always listening. And if you have any questions you would like me to answer on the show or upcoming episodes, please connect with me via my clinic website. Thank you.